Jason Weiss is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Sonoma County, who are bursting in their buttons right now. You've got some awards to celebrate. Tell us about them.
Yeah, last week in San Francisco was the National Boys and Girls Club Conference. There are about 1,000 separate Boys and Girls Club organizations really across the world, mostly in the country, for 4,000 clubs. And one of our clubs here, the Roseland Club, won the best overall program of all those clubs. It's kind of like winning the best picture in the Oscars.
What did they find to base that award on?
We submitted an application based on the different programs we do, and what they take into account is how many kids you're serving, the breadth of programs you're running. We focus really on three program areas: academic success, healthy lifestyles, and good character. And it's really important that all the programs that we do gear toward those outcomes. And we have really good attendance at those programs, and we're maximizing the space that we have at the club. So those are some of the things they take into account.
And there were some individual awards as well?
I was saying, like, it's the best picture. We won Best Actor and Best Actress Awards in the program area of character and leadership, a program that we created called Character Builders that works with young kids on building healthy relationships and friendships. That won an award. We also won an award in the health and life skills area for our reentry program for the kids that are coming out of our club in juvenile hall, and we're working with those young adults coming out of juvenile hall. And then lastly, we won the overall award for safety and innovation, which was the first time they ever gave out an award like this, which highlights our efforts to create a safe place for kids in all 28 of our clubs.
Who's putting together these programs that are doing so well?
That's here at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Sonoma County. We have 200 people that work for us right now, and that's gone up quite a bit because 6 years ago there were only about 30. And at every one of our 28 sites, we have a program director. They work together to plan a program year. What's interesting about these awards for us, especially the overall award, is what we're running at the Roseland Club, we do at all of our sites. So you could walk into any one of our 28 sites from Santa Rosa to Cloverdale or Healdsburg or Windsor, and the same program's running for those kids. And it's the critical time after school that we're open. You know, we're not extending the school day in the sense we don't want to make it 3 more hours of school, but we realize we have a real unique opportunity with these kids for them to learn academically as well as learn life skills and character building programs too.
And you're reaching quite a lot of kids these days.
We're seeing about 3,000 kids a day. And I was actually just talking to somebody about this, comparing it to the Boys and Girls Club landscape across the country. Those numbers put us about 12th or 14th out of 1,000 organizations in terms of the number of kids that are attending daily. We're talking about major organizations in Chicago and New York City and San Francisco, and we're serving more kids on a daily basis here in Sonoma County. 3,000 a day is a lot, but there's still a lot more out there.
Well, clearly you're doing something right. It's nice to see it recognized. Thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, I appreciate being on with you. Thank you, Bruce.